Good evening. This is KD2AIC, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomer Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of the Boomer on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. Break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Boomer Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, April 19th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Market Community Center, 106 Scott Street, Louisville, New York. Everyone's welcome to attend. Sure you're late. Not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member. We can set that up. Should your net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still is not done so after a couple minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boomvillearc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in at this time? Are there any Echolink stations wishing to check in?
This is Kilo, Delta 2, Foxtrot, Papa Mike, Kevin James checking in through the Echolink system, and I believe there may be at least one other station behind me, Jeff.
Are there any other Echolink stations wishing to check in? All right, well, I see Rich in there, but it looks like he's having trouble. So, KE2FPM, Kevin, what's going on tonight?
Hey, good evening, Jeff, and good evening, everyone up in the North Country. KD2FPM here in Oneonta, central southern tier of New York, and got 19 degrees on the outside right now. I'm getting ready to take the puppy out for his evening walk, so I figured I'd check in the net first, and then puppy and I will go outside and do his job and then come back in and settle in for Octen here shortly. So did not have very much of a productive day today. Yesterday I started assembling a playlist for a live show that I'm going to be doing at the college alumni weekend at the radio station in April, so I'm already starting to prepare for that. So that was my big push yesterday, and I just have to kind of weed through my playlist pool and assemble a final playlist, and then from there, I know it's not for another probably about 8 or 9 weeks anyway before that show would actually go live. So I've got a little while yet, but you know me, I like to get things done ahead. All right, with that, I'll say 7-3, I'll back out. This is KD2FBM, back to net control.
All right, Kevin, well, good luck with all that. And I think we're going to have a little bit warmer at night tonight, so the dog won't be as cold. Anyway, okay. Thanks again for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. All right, this is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members again.
N2PFM, good evening, Jeff.
N2KKL, good evening, Jeff.
All right, there's two more. We'll start with N2PFM. George, good evening. What's going on?
Well, good evening, Jeff, and everyone on the net. Well, the day started out so tar and hot, I was sweating up a storm. It was all the way down. It was so hot. It was -4 this morning. And it got up to a high of 21, and we got a present temperature of 20. So I believe it will probably not be as cold tonight. What I've seen in the long range, it's not going to be quite that cold, at least into the foreseeable future from the looks of it. So, yeah, that's a plus. I don't definitely see any lake effect snow so far on the way, so I'm glad of that. Glad I wasn't down in my hometown of New York City where they got 27 inches of snow. That's down there, they get 5 inches of snow and it's a god-awful mess. So imagine what 26 inches, 27 inches they had done. I certainly want to be around Baltimore, Washington, D.C., and that, and I think Front Royal, Virginia. up there on the tip of Virginia there. I think they got something like 40 inches over that way toward the Blue Ridge Mountains. So, glad I wasn't there for that either. So, see what's going to happen. I'll be glad in a week from Wednesday, of course. You know what day that is, the third of the month, obviously, when the third of the month rolls around, as they would say. So, that's about it right now. We'll say God bless at 73. Is that 2 PFM clear?
Okay, George. Well, I hope you're right. I hope this, the cold weather is going to take a hike for a little bit. It's been a little chilly out. So, alright. Well, thanks again. You have a good evening up there. We'll catch up with you later. M2KKL, Pauline, good evening. What's going on?
82AIT and 2KKL. Good evening, Jeff and everybody tonight. Yeah, we had a pretty nice day today. We got up to about 38 degrees, but we're down to 22 now. No snow, no rain, no nothing. We had a lot of sunshine. So good evening, all, and 2KKL back to you, Jeff.
All right, Pauline, well, it sounds like you had a warmer day than we did here, that's for sure. But, all right, well, thanks for checking in, and take care, and we'll catch up with you later. KD2AIT, are there any other check-ins?
WA to you.
KD2AIT repeater, KA3TFB, Bill through the Echo Link, over.
Okay, there's two more. We'll start with WA2U. John, good evening. What's going on?
Well, good evening, Jeff. WA2U, good evening to everyone on frequency and those out there listening. Up 17 degrees here at the northeast end of Hinckley Reservoir. So, yeah, I was listening to the weather. I'll believe when I see it. I think I talked about some temperature somewhere going up in the 40s. So I guess that's the typical January thaw, I guess. But had a good evening Saturday night, listened to quite a bit of music. You know, he's got a lot of music when you play something. You go, wow, I don't remember this. So it's kind of neat. Go grab something or discover new songs that are around there. And good luck to Kevin James. I don't know if he's pulling his playlist from his library or he's downloading stuff. But talking a lot, you can't beat the original disc sampling-wise and quality-wise. So anyways, yeah, I used to do some of that stuff, the DJing. And boy, it's you get paid well, but it's a lot of work involved, schlocking the speakers around and keeping out of everyone's ways to do, like, wedding receptions and things of that nature. So, but those were the days, I guess. And I discovered last night I went out and measured, and I got enough of the baseboard to finish up the room out there, so that'll make it nice in the foyer. I had one extra piece, and, you know, 8 foot, I think they're like $15. I said, well, what am I going to do with it? But there's plenty of it to, it was an area that I was, that's already had some baseboard on it, but I'm going to take that off and replace it. So that looks like tomorrow's project. Get the saw set up, miter a few corners, and we'll get that done, and then I'll start putting some of the gym equipment together. So that's the plan for tomorrow anyway. Jeff, I'll turn it back over to you, and we'll say 7-3 to all, and listen, WA to you. Back to that, and I'm just curious, maybe a quick update. Did you ever find out what was wrong with the sled? WATU.
All right, John. Yeah, I don't know what was really wrong with it. The boys ended up getting it started, so I don't know. I haven't played around with it much. I haven't played around with it at all since we got back today. It's been kind of a football day. And a sports day on TV, and then I'm watching some movies with the wife, so I haven't really, I didn't want to be outside today. I was outside all weekend and had enough. So, all right, well, it sounds like you keep yourself busy up there, and yeah, I know the way that stuff goes there. You never, you always think maybe, oh, I bought too much of this whatever particular piece of lumber it is, and you find a use for it, not even a few days later. All right, thanks for checking in, John. We'll catch up with you later. K3CFB, Bill out there in Pennsylvania, what's going on?
All
Well, good evening there. Good evening to everyone on the net. And we're experiencing a heat wave here, 23 degrees. It's promised that we would break the freezing barrier, but that has not materialized this week, so we're still under 32 there. The creeks are froze over. The rivers, which is Allegheny River and the Monongahela River, have ice on them. Out of this snowstorm that was horrific in other places, we just weaseled away with barely over 3 inches, and it was real fine snow. You know, I'm always curious. That's what I get in trouble, you know, what people eat in the evening. So I might just, for a few days, let people know that tonight was Chinese. I had ordered a large wonton soup. Of course, I can't eat all that myself. That's enough for 3 days. And I had the lo mein, the special. And they put, you know, like shredded beef and like seafood in there. So that's what we had this evening, an ice cream for dessert and another cup of coffee. So with that in mind, it's not all bad. We'll turn it back to you. Good evening to everyone from KA3TFB in Marshall Township. Over.
All right, Bill. Well, good. Sounds like you had a good dinner. And we smoked up some ribs on the smoker. Came out really good. That seems to be Sunday's meal lately. But, all right, well, thanks for checking in. This is KD2AIT. Are there any other check-ins?
KC2NBU.
KC2NBU. Ray, good evening. What's going on?
Well, Jeff, we got 21 degrees up on the hill here, and I've been looking for a 1.5-inch copper pipe reducer to go from 1.5 to 3/4. I'm building a dual-purpose heat exchanger / fuel heater. I designed it myself and got most of the parts I needed to assemble it, and I was going to put that together today. And I'm missing one reducer. And so that's no problem. I'll go down to CNR down Forestport. No, they don't have anything larger than 1 inch. So I said, oh, well, I'll go to Lowe's. I'm halfway there. And nothing bigger than 1 inch. Go to Home Depot. Nothing bigger than 1 inch. I go, you gotta be kidding. All these big, huge hardware chains, and the biggest they go is 1 inch. So kind of frustrated. Spent the afternoon, evening looking for plumbing supplies that apparently aren't popular enough to be in the big chains. So whatever. Try Husey's again tomorrow when they're open.
Well, good luck with that. You know, worst comes to worst, you can order it online if you have to. You just have to wait a few days. But that's the risk of saving projects till Sunday. So it's hard to find, what you need, especially when a lot of the stores are closed. But all right. Well, thanks, Ray. Thanks for checking in. You have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. KD2AIT, are there any other check-ins? Myself, the boys, we got up to camp this morning and got everything packed up, cleaned up, and camp looked good. And it was kind of a question mark whether we were going to make it out of there with the truck or not. It's a little slippery on that first hill. It's kind of steep in this turn, so you can't really punch it there in the snow, because you don't know if you might go straight into that turn instead. So, but we got it. Went up there pretty good, actually. I was surprised how well the truck handled. And we got it out of there, and the trailer was still there. The snowmobile was still there. Well, the snowmobile was there from the other day, and the trailer was still there that we left up on North Lake Road. So good neighbors up there, I guess. Anyway, that's about it. We just got home here and been hanging out, like I said, around the boob tube. All right, are there any other check-ins for the Black River Valley ServiceNet? Any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Okay, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley service. Now return the frequency regular which you use. So I'd like to thank Kevin, George, Pauline, John, Bill, and Ray for checking in tonight. Say 73, is anyone listening in? This is KD2AID.
KA3TFE, this is KD2FPM. Bill, you got a second?
I sure do. I got more than that. And how's it going for you tonight?
Hey, we're not doing too bad. Yeah, we didn't get any snow here at all. And I was going to tell you, it was funny, the other night I was driving down on Route 23 here in Oneonta going into Davenport to pick up a couple of my new recruits in the fire department, two new fire police we got. We had to go to a training, and all of a sudden I'm getting a notice on my fire radio that my fire chief was hearing someone looking for me on the ham repeater, so I quick jumped over to that frequency and found out it was WA2U, and I know he's up in the Boonville area, so I was just kind of floored to hear him on our repeater, so that was kind of a neat thing, and it was letting me know that there was not going to be a meeting up in Boonville, so I was really appreciative that, you know, he was able to reach me. That was really kind of cool. So, but yeah, and I know he was hearing that I said tonight I'm preparing for a big radio show coming up here in, a little over a couple months, actually. It's probably just a little bit further out, so I'm actually doing a playlist for that, trying to get something built. So once I get it together, I can just rock and roll and get all my discs in order, and then I'll be all set, so which will make things really easy. So that'll be kind of fun. So hopefully I'll get into the book you gave me here, and I'll be able to get that thing rolling too. So that'll be another project here to get fired up and running on. All right, KD3TFB, KD2FPM.
KD2FPM, KA3TFNB. Well, I have I've completed this year. What's been happening here is I've been found out, you know, by going to a county meeting that there is a couple instructors, PEMA instructors, that's P-E-M-A, Pennsylvania Emergency Management Instructors, teaching the G-type courses. And they've set shop up there in a little borough called Greensburg. And Hemp Hill Township is where they're out of. And they set up training for weekends, which is great, because these G-type classes, most of them in the past, you'd have to go to another county and sit there for 2 days, 8 hours each. And now I don't have to travel that far, so I've completed two classes for them. And they are the emergency management G-type classes. I've looked at in New York State, and you offer something similar to some of the classes that are similar to what FEMA offers, you know. And of course, they have different numbers, and some of the numbers are the same. So we have another training session here in April, and another training session in July. Yesterday, I was at the one of the rare meetings I go to for a ward conference in this fire hall right down the street, which I'm a life member. And there's some happiness there, but there was a lot of content and conflicts in the past. Over.
Oh, yeah, definitely received. As a matter of fact, that's when one of our issues here is trying to get the timing right to get people into classes and whatnot. And as a matter of fact, we just had a fire police course come up, and it hadn't been offered in a while, and it got inundated so quickly that they actually had to stop registrations because it was full. And then from there, I guess they're going to hopefully plan another one in another month or two. So I'll try to get my new newbies in there and hopefully get them ramped up. And because right now they're kind of riding under my wing kind of tight. So, you know, because I get worried about people out on scenes, you know, not paying attention or just not being aware. And at least right now these two newbies have the incident command system under their belt, which I'm happy about because now they have a better concept of what goes on. And in fact, they were just watching the news as this storm event that unfolded in front of us. And they said, hey, you know what, we recognize some of those, you know, formalities that were, you know, we were being taught. And I said, there you go, you're going to recognize it. So, yeah, they're on top of the world now, so I think we're going to get them ramped up. K3KFB, KD2FPM.
We copied all that. The New York Fire Police is a little different than the Pennsylvania Fire Police. And what the difference is you can do what I think what your municipality wants you to do. And in Pennsylvania, it's kind of uniform where there are certain things you can't do. One of the things you cannot do in Pennsylvania as a fire police is use a weapon. You're not allowed. No offensive weapons. You know, that includes a knife, a baton, a gun. That's a no-no. You can't have the badge on and have that. But I've been trained to the maximum level there. There's no more new courses coming out on that. The master instructors in the fire academy, which is Tony Riccardi in Pennsylvania, he's a master instructor. I've been under his classes for many years, and previously the grandmaster, which was Dr. Norman Boring, Ph.D., who wrote the curriculum, I'm one of the few that still remains in this group. I was originally taught by the state police, so there's not much change there. There's probably seven courses or so. Some of them courses I've taken over six or seven times, I'm pretty well familiar with that. Our fire chief down here in Marshall has made a statement that he wants everybody trained to as much as high as you could possibly take so you can come home at night to your family. There is safety in training. Over.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I hear you there. As a matter of fact, I just filled out paperwork that has to be sent into Albany in regards to who's on our roster, trained and sworn in for fire police. And they actually have a questionnaire over on the right-hand side if you are qualified for carrying a firearm. And, our group is negative on that. So there is the potential, but it has to be, you have to be certified, and then you have to go through your qualifications, et cetera, in order to be able to successfully achieve that status. So, most of the times, too, in our situation is they can actually take a fireman that's on scene or even a layperson, if you want to call them that, a civilian, and basically deputize them to, assist with the scene if there's not enough personnel. But unfortunately, when you do that, you really take on a very serious responsibility of putting that person in charge of something because they have not been trained like a professional. And, you always take that risk of someone missing something and potentially getting hurt, and you hit the head of the nail. I have that motto, everyone goes home. So, and this is what I try to instill in my guys, you know, is everyone goes home. So the way we're going to do that is you got to be on top of your game. So, KD3KFB, KD2FPM.
KE2FPM, KA3TFB through the Echolink system. The issue in Pennsylvania is years and years and years ago they talked about deputizing someone in case they, you know, you needed assistance, but as of today that's a no-no. You do not enter into that risk because you don't know what their qualifications are and you don't know what their training is, and you know there's a lot. It's a lot of liability, and of course that subject is never brought up anymore, that we could deputize somebody else. Now, is concerning about firearms in New York. Yeah, you could possibly have that; it'd be all right, you know. But the training's there, but not in Pennsylvania. That is a no-no. They teach you in the fire academy, you do not use an offensive weapon. So, with that in mind. I've gone on now, you know, and what I'm doing is this. I'm already professionally certified in Pennsylvania as an emergency management coordinator. And in Allegheny County, and only in Allegheny County, a coordinator is given a county status. So what I've been doing is, under the new level of certifications, there are six levels. And, of course, I'm already professionally certified, and I'm the father of the certification process in Allegheny County. I was first one to introduce those people to that. I didn't write the course, but I opened up the door so others can go into this. But anyhow, I'm working on, when I call, say, the G classes, these are the state-level classes that you take to be certified in that course under the new level for the county. And I'm only 14 hurdles away from being certified in all six levels. So my belief is this, my doctrine and philosophy is this, Kevin James, is I want to be educated to the maximum level, whatever that is. Over.
Oh, yes, most definitely. And, you know, being fully, you know, educated in what you're doing is probably the most primary thing because, like I've explained to my newbies especially, is now that you've come in and, yes, you've been accepted into the department, you are now considered a professional. And in order to achieve that status and that ability to know what you're doing, you need to be trained because when everything hits the fan, it's the public that's going to be standing in front of you looking to you for answers and direction. And if you have no training, you're not going to be a good point to advise what is the right thing, the correct thing to do, and it'll be just sheer chaos. So, you know, once they understood that and, you know, understand, I mean, you look at any major situation that goes on, if everything is run orderly, it will be taken care of, things will happen, and things will be in place, and as long as people don't try to circumvent the process, you know, their safety and everything will be, you know, maintained in its integrity. So that's the difficult challenge, is getting everyone on the same page, but once they're there, then it's a much smoother operation. So, but I tell you what, I guess the time's ticking away here. I know Octane is currently on the 145.170, and I know they'll probably be sending a control operator to this repeater here shortly as well. They will be doing a mine too, so I'm going to have to bail here in a minute. But and I was going to tell you real quick too, I don't know if you heard before, but I love to mix wontons in my egg drop soup, so I get the best of both worlds. So probably you get a chuckle out of that. KE3TFB, KD2FPM.
FPM, KA3TFB, I love Chinese food. That's another subject we can talk about. I can tell you some good things over the years. I've even had somebody write down on a slip of paper when I go into a Chinese restaurant a special meal to order. I'll tell you what it's called. It's called fondue. Fondue, that's what it's called. And the cooks will make this up for you. It's a Californian dish. But anyhow, we'll catch you later. We'll let you go. Nice talking to you. My pleasure. I think it's the best thing that can happen today that I can talk to someone on the amateur radio that's quite knowledgeable like yourself. And the value here is from 0 to 100, and it's 100 and plus 1. So good evening to you, Mr. Kevin James, Nighty Night, and anyone else listening there in our conversation. I wish you a good evening also. KA3TFB will be logging off through the Echolink system. Indeed, a good evening to all.
Okay, Bill, you take care of yourself. And until next time, 7-3, KA3TFB, KD2FPM, I will also be clearing the Echolink system through this repeater. And thank you, as always, for use of Echolink on this repeater. It's very much appreciated. Until next time, like I said, 7-3, KD2FPM is clear.